Families off limits. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The judge overseeing former President Trump's upcoming criminal trial in New York expands a gag order to include court officers' family members to protect their safety. Trump attorneys had argued this is protected political speech.
This after he attacked the judge's daughter on his Truth Social platform. The new order, which threatens sanctions, concludes that the former president's pronouncements threaten the integrity of the judicial process. The judge is presiding over the former president's hush money trial.
Fox's Gary Baumgarten in New York, and the former president has posted a $175 million bond to partially cover the civil business fraud judgment against him. It prevents New York State from seizing his assets prior to appeal. A temporary shipping channel to move cargo around the wreckage of the collapsed Key Bridge in Baltimore has opened up. It's 11 feet deep on the northeast side of the collapse site.
A similar throughway is being created on the southwest side
for deeper draft vessels that will allow for a deeper draw. That channel will measure about 15 feet deep. And it will be open in the coming days.
Governor Moore says he wants to work quickly but safely to clear the Patapsco River. His mandate for the workers, no injuries and no more casualties.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, two men on the bridge died when it collapsed. There are believed to be four bodies in the river unrecovered. Six workers for the American World Central Kitchen Food Charity and a Palestinian driver are reported killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza. A statement from the charity says they were leaving a warehouse in two armored cars that were hit despite having coordinated movements with the Israeli military. It says in a statement it's conducting a thorough review at the highest levels to understand the circumstances of this tragic incident. World Center kitchen operations in Gaza are suspended. Three 12-year-olds are shot and wounded at a school in southern Finland, and another 12-year-old's under arrest. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
A man who crashed his car into an entry gate in an FBI field office in Atlanta is under arrest. No word on a motive. Efforts to prosecute Russian war crimes in Ukraine are being discussed today at an international conference in the Netherlands.
Even though Russia claims not to go after civilian targets, thousands of Ukrainian homes, schools, hospitals and businesses have been damaged in the past 2 years. Hundreds of thousands of lives changed forever. European foreign and justice ministers are getting together in the Dutch city of The Hague as an official register of damages is opened. That's the starting point for what's expected to be a lengthy compensation process for victims. The conference will look at what's being done to investigate war crimes and ensure the culprits are brought to account. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
It's a shot at a childhood dream for a lot of people. Today's deadline to apply to be an astronaut is extended for 2 weeks.
The next round of astronauts to graduate from NASA's training would likely find themselves scheduled to travel to the moon as part of the coming Artemis lunar missions. And NASA is now extending the deadline for interested people wanting to apply for the chance to April 16th. The federal government's employment listings at usajobs.gov mandates at least a master's or doctoral degree in specific fields and be willing to travel as extensive travel is required, but the job is based in Houston and remote work isn't allowed. The current salary for a U.S. astronaut is $152,000 a year. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The final four of the women's college basketball tournament set, Connecticut versus Iowa and North Carolina State against South Carolina Friday. UConn beat USC to advance. Iowa beat Louisiana State in a rematch of last year's championship game won by LSU. Caitlin Clark leading the Hawkeyes with 41 points. The Connecticut and North Carolina State men's teams are also in their Final Four. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.